Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
If I had to point to themes running through this session of the Montana legislature, one theme would be the restoration of religious liberty. For nearly two decades, religious freedoms have been slowly eroded, and attempts to repair them have been vetoed by Democratic governors. Now, with conservatives firmly in control of the Montana House and Senate, and a conservative in the governor's seat, bills restoring religious liberty are flying through the system. The flagship bill would have to be Senate Bill 215, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That bill passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee last Thursday and will hit the Senate floor sometime this week. Senate Bill 162 would exempt religious organizations from certain campaign finance laws. It passed second reading in the Senate on a near party line vote and should pass out of the Senate later today. This bill resulted from the Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church case, where the state tried to force the church to register as a political committee for supporting the Montana Marriage Amendment. The state lost that case and wound up paying the church $250,000 in damages. House Bill 172, the Religion is Essential Act, has cleared the Senate and is awaiting a hearing in the House Business and Labor Committee. This bill says that in the event of a pandemic or natural disaster, churches must be treated exactly the same as any other entity deemed to be essential. No more closing of churches while grocery stores, hardware stores, and liquor stores are allowed to remain open. Senate Bills 245 and 298 both deal with rights of conscience. Senate Bill 245, also known as the Medical Ethics and Diversity Act, would allow people in the medical community to opt out of performing certain medical procedures based on their sincerely held religious beliefs. This would include nurses being forced to participate in abortions or pharmacists being forced to sell drugs used for physician-assisted suicide. That bill passed out of the Senate Public Health Committee yesterday and is headed to the Senate floor. Its companion bill, Senate Bill 298, would establish rights of conscience for those involved in K-12 public education. This would allow teachers to refuse to teach sex education to kids as young as kindergarten. It's scheduled for a hearing tomorrow in the Senate Education Committee. And speaking of sex education, Senate Bill 99 has passed second reading and should pass out of the Senate today. That bill will allow parents to opt their kids out of sex education and would also prevent abortion providers like Planned Parenthood from teaching sex education in our public schools. Other bills of interest to believers include four pro-life bills that have now cleared the House and the Senate Judiciary Committee. Three of the bills should pass the Senate this week, then on to the governor for his signature. The fourth bill is a ballot referendum to ban infanticide. It would go straight to the people for a vote, but another infanticide ban in standard bill form was introduced this week and would go to the governor for his signature. On Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear Senate Bill 280, a bill to undo the Department of Health and Human Services administrative action that began allowing people to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificates. As you can see, religious liberty is front and center at this legislative session, and that's okay, because lest we forget, the free exercise of religion is front and center as the First Amendment in our Bill of Rights. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.